Now, some news from the world of sports. And every pro hockey player, every coach, even some fans, if they're honest, will tell you that to win playoff hockey, you have to have a little good luck along the way. And such fortune was on the side of the New York Rangers in their 3-2 overtime win against the Montreal Canadiens last night at the Bell Centre. Tied at 2 in the overtime, the Rangers' Chris Kreider raced down the left wing and went to put a shot on Montreal goalie Carey Price's net. Montreal defenseman Alexei Emelin did exactly what he was supposed to do, getting his stick on Kreider's shot to deflect it away. The only problem was the deflection went straight to the stick of New York forward Mika Zibanejad, camped at the right side of the net, and he one-timed it home past a helpless Carey Price for the win. Kreider could not have put the puck more squarely on his teammate's stick if he had passed it there on purpose, and the hockey gods must have been smiling on Kreider because he could have ended the game earlier when he did get a pass at almost the exact spot Zibanejad was, but he whiffed on the attempt. Well, now the Rangers, who trailed this series 2-1, find themselves needing just one more win to eliminate Montreal in Game 6 when they return home to Madison Square Garden on Saturday. The Columbus Blue Jackets are out after 5 games, eliminated with a 5-2 loss against the Penguins in Pittsburgh last night. More surprising by far is the ouster of the Chicago Blackhawks in 4 straight games, ousted by the Nashville Predators, who beat the Hawks 4-1 last night to complete the sweep. The Blackhawks were the top seed in the Western Conference and the Preds decided underdogs when the series began. It is the first ever playoff sweep for Nashville and the first time a number one seed has been swept in the playoffs since the NHL adopted its current postseason format in 1994. The San Jose Sharks had the Edmonton Oilers just where they wanted them last night, leading 3-1 in pivotal Game 5 in Edmonton. But the Oilers stormed back to tie the game and send it to overtime. And they completed the comeback when former Montreal Canadiens forward David Desharnais potted the game winner in a 4-3 Edmonton victory. The Oilers now have a chance to finish off the Sharks when they head back to San Jose for Game 6. The Boston Bruins will be fighting for their playoff lives tonight in Ottawa. No room for error. They trail the Senators 3-1. And in Washington, D.C., the Capitals will try to go up a game on the upstart Toronto Maple Leafs. That series is tied at 2 games apiece. In the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics must find a way to win tonight in Chicago. They're already trailing the Bulls 2-0 as the 8th-seeded Bulls smell upset over top-seeded Boston. Now, last night in Indianapolis, LeBron James let everyone know, if there was any doubt, that he is still the best basketball player on planet Earth, just in case anyone had forgotten, as I said. King James led the Cleveland Cavaliers to the greatest second-half comeback in NBA playoff history. He finished the game with a triple-double of 41 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists as the Cavaliers overcame a 26-point deficit to shock the Pacers 119-114. The Cavs are now up 3-0, and I'm very confident in saying that series is over. To Major League Baseball, and Chris Sale has made 5 starts this season for the Boston Red Sox with just a 1-1 record to show for it. Are the Red Sox having doubts about trading away top prospects for the former White Sox lefty? Not even a little bit. One look at Sale's earned run average of 0.91 shows that the record is meaningless. His teammates just haven't scored many runs for him in the games that he started. And that was the case yesterday when Sale struck out 13 Toronto Blue Jays, but left in the 8th inning with the game tied at 1, so he did not factor in the decision. The Red Sox scored the final 3 runs of the game in the top of the 10th inning when Mookie Betts smacked a double down the left field line with the bases loaded, moving all those ducks off the pond in a 4-1 Red Sox win. The Blue Jays are now 3-12 to start the year, the worst start in their franchise history. And even though it's still only April, it's hard to see how they can recover from that kind of start. The Philadelphia Phillies won the rubber game of a 3-game set against the New York Mets, winning 6-4 off Mets ace Noah Syndergaard yesterday. Michael Franco homered for the Phils and doubled home the game-winning run in the 8th. Mets slugger Yoenis Cespedes left the game with a pulled hamstring. He's expected to miss at least a couple of games. The New York Yankees were idle. They take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh tonight. Locally in high school baseball, chalk up a no-hitter for Anthony Hope of Essex, who struck out 8 against Missisquoi in a 3-0 win yesterday. Historic enough to hurl a no-no, but to put an exclamation point on the feat, it was Hope's first career start, and what a debut it was. In college baseball, Sam Graff hit 2 home runs in Middlebury's 8-1 win over St. Michael's, and Union topped Castleton 4-2. In men's college lacrosse, Castleton started slow and then poured it on against Johnson State, scoring 10 unanswered goals in an 11-2 win over the Badgers. Kyle Lutinski led the Spartans with 4 goals. It was an even more lopsided decision for the Castleton women against their Johnson State counterparts, the Lady Spartans walloping the Badgers 24-2, and Stonehill defeated St. Michael's 12-8 in Massachusetts.